ABC Radio Australia.
Well, a legal expert says that many Pacific Islanders who travel to New Zealand and Australia for low-skilled work are vulnerable to being trafficked. The comments come as a major slavery case involving 13 Samoan workers is brought to trial in New Zealand. Dr. Jade Lindley says such stories are common, but there are many obstacles that prevent victims from raising the alarm with authorities. Reporter Priyanka Srinivasan's looking at the case for us. Priyanka, tell us a little bit more about this case in New Zealand.
So this trial involves Samoan national Joseph Matamata. He's a 65-year-old New Zealand resident. Now, he's been charged with trafficking and slavery in relation to 13 Samoan workers who were brought to work in horticulture across the city of Hawke's Bay in the North Island of New Zealand. He was arrested back in 2018 after a two-year investigation by New Zealand police and immigration authorities. And now details of those investigations are coming out in court. So Crown Prosecutor Clayton Walker told the courts yesterday that Mr. Matamata abused his power as a Maatai chief from Samoa by promising the workers a better life in New Zealand, more pay. But he never actually delivered on these promises. He didn't pay them wages after they arrived.
In other words, the Crown alleges that the representations he made to them about the money were false, and they were made to them to lure them to New Zealand so that he could then take advantage of their labours.
New Zealand's Crown Prosecutor Clayton Walker there. Now, he also told the court yesterday that it's estimated around $400,000 New Zealand dollars, about $380,000 Australian dollars, was withheld from these Samoan workers when they came to the country.
Now, Priyanka, this is not the first case of exploitation that we've heard about, reported about in New Zealand or here on Australian farms as well. In fact, just yesterday we reported the story of around 70 workers, many of them from Tonga, who were being kept in so-called slum-like conditions. And then last year there was another case as well where dozens of workers were being investigated because there was fears that they had been trafficked to Australia from a remote village in Fiji.
Yes, that's right. There have been a number of suspected reports of abuse and exploitation, as you mentioned, of workers brought in from the Pacific to work on Australian and New Zealand farms. I spoke with Jade Lindley. She's a legal expert specializing in transnational crime in the region. She says stories like this one in New Zealand are common, but it's often difficult to get specific details about the cases.
We definitely have seen these kinds of cases before, and some dating back, 10, 15 years ago, in people coming from the Pacific Islands to work in Australia and New Zealand on these kinds of seasonal worker schemes. It's very difficult to know all the details that are happening in these sorts of situations because people are coming intending to work legitimately. But unfortunately, it's not something that's likely to go away either, because these sorts of situations exist where people are needed who don't need a lot of skills. And if the qualifications aren't there and they're only for short-term situations as well, then unfortunately, yes, people do find themselves in these situations where they are vulnerable, and people prey on vulnerable people because they know that there's opportunity to do so.
Dr. Lindley there, speaking from the University of Western Australia, she also told me that there's another obstacle in getting such cases to the courts, and that's the cultural or language barriers that might exist. As was the case in this New Zealand workers' case, the workers were expected to respect their Maatai chief, and it just so happened that this chief demanding respect was also their alleged abuser. So this can really complicate things, as Dr. Lindley told me.
In many of these situations, language is a problem for people who are victims or survivors of trafficking and slavery, where they might not speak the language of country that they're working in. And so therefore they're relying on interpreters who may or may not be providing the full information. In many situations, people might be coming to Australia and they're told to avoid authorities or to fear the authorities, but also they might be coming from countries where the authorities authorities are quite often corrupt, or where they do fear the authorities, instead of feeling like the authorities are the go-to, they might actually be going out of their way to pervert justice or try not to tell the authorities the information they know. And so they do become unreliable witnesses as well in the courtroom situation.